pack your bags. Because Kid Craddock in the Morning wants to send you and a friend to fabulous Las Vegas, where you will enjoy a three-night stay in the first ever Nobu Hotel at Caesar's Palace. That's right. It's a hotel inside a hotel. Plus, you'll get to attend the private star-studded grand opening party. Head to KidNation.com for details and to see more about the Nobu Hotel at Caesar's Palace, sending you to the entertainment capital of the world. It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Let's go ahead and double some pay right now. What do you say? Let's go for it. Here we go. Oh, yeah. I'm going to name three names right now.
Name them, baby.
And if you're the first one in at this number, then you will get your paycheck matched. All right, here's the number. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Are you ready?
Ready. Uh-huh.
Let's do this. Star Price.
Shout out.
Tanya Bird.
Shout out, probably.
Timothy McCain.
Star Price,
Tanya Bird, Timothy McCain. You each have 10 minutes to call us, and the first one in wins if it's within 10 minutes, and we will match your two-week paycheck. And then, if you have tweeted or Facebooked Kid Craddock Double My Pay sometime today, meaning after midnight, up to right now, we're going to double that paycheck for you.
Go.
That's 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Only call if you are one of these three people, please. Star Price, Tanya Bird, Timothy McCain. If you're one of those three, okay, you're welcome to call us now.
Call us.
Kid Craddock in the Morning. All right. Controversial NBA owner Mark Cuban. He owns the Dallas Mavericks, who it looks like after last night's game with the Lakers are going to miss the playoffs for the first time in many years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. That means my friend can come to my birthday party.
Oh, good.
What?
The Lakers are now, after beating the Mavericks last night, they're now tied for the eighth spot with the Utah Jazz, and the Jazz hold the tiebreaker advantage. Kobe Bryant's a one-man team. I watched a little bit of that game last night. He's just a one-man team. They said when you add up his points and then his assists that led to points and something they call secondary assists that led to points, he was responsible for like 80% of the points in the game. One player out of five.
Mm-hmm.
He truly is. I mean, he truly is. Like, we're watching a legend mm-hmm. here. I mean, a lot of people don't like Kobe Bryant, yeah, but my gosh, we are like seeing, we're so lucky to live in an era, if you care about sports even a little bit, Tiger Woods,
yep,
maybe the greatest golfer of all time. We'll find out. And then Michael Jordan we got to see in our lifetime. And now Tiger Woods. And then, I mean, and now Kobe Bryant. And then after that, LeBron James.
Who they say might be better than
yeah,
but Michael and Kobe.
Can we add one name to that list?
Who?
Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
Brittany Griner plays for Baylor University on the women's team. And she's the most dominant NBA She's the most dominant woman basketball, college woman basketball player of all time.
Has she graduated already?
This is her last season. So that her game against Louisville was the last game of her career.
So she's expected to go into the WNBA then, right?
She's expected to.
Some sort of professional basketball program.
And Mark Cuban, the Mavericks owner, you know, times are tough. He says in the second round, now they get a lottery pick if they don't make the playoffs. He's not going to use that one. But in the second round, he said, if Brittany Griner is the best player on the board, is she on the board?
I'm sure
he's
going to
take her.
Be.
She's now, you're saying, wait a minute, a woman in the NBA? Hold on. She is 6 feet, 8 inches tall. And ESPN Science had this report.
We measured her hands at 9 inches long and 9.5 inches wide. And her wingspan at a massive 7 feet, 3.5 inches. That's actually a larger grip than LeBron James and a greater reach than Andrew Bynum. At 6'8", Griner is taller than 99.35% of all Americans. A standing reach of over 9 feet means that, without even leaving the ground, she can cover an area on the court of 203 cubic feet, roughly two-thirds more than the average WNBA player.
Well, she's going to kill it in that league.
So she's truly special, right?
Very.
She finished her college career as the NCAA leader in block shots, the second leading scorer in women's college basketball history. And Cuban says if she's the best player available, why not? He says it would sell out a few games. So come on, Mark, let's do this.
I'm down.
Brittany Griner. And I was listening to the radio this morning, and I was on a news station just to kind of get caught up. And they were talking about this, and the host of the show said, well, now I heard that she has both male and female.
What?
Yeah.
See,
what?
I'm like, that guy can't say
you can't
that.
Throw
can't
that out.
Say, you can't say
no. You heard from what? You heard from somebody she dated?
Right.
You didn't speak to anybody she dated?
And if you go online, you'll see lots and lots of stories about that. And the smoking gun here that people point to is that she refused an opportunity to be on the Olympic team, on the women's Olympic basketball team, which is a great honor extended only to a few people in right. the world, right? And she turned it down, she said, because her mom was sick. And they're saying that she turned it down because she didn't want to go through the gender testing that is standard in women's sports
in
the Olympics. Please. It's part of the...
So is this a very common practice in the Olympics for people to try to pull one over?
There were some Eastern Europeans back in the day in weightlifting and wrestling and other female sports that were trying to, you know...
Pass themselves off as women?
Yeah. They were guys.
They did the tuck.
Or they were, you know, massively in, taking steroids.
Testosterone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, or, just, you know, testosterone and stuff.
Wow.
And then...
I didn't know that was a problem.
And then when people hear Brittany Griner speak, they go... Well, wait a minute.
Well,
you know?
First of all, she's 6'8", so her voice is going to be deeper than average woman, of course.
I looked that up, and I looked that up. Is that true or a myth that taller people have deeper voices? Because you hear Chris Humphreys,
yeah.
You know, but
you hear LeBron James. You
and
hear,
remember that other tallest woman alive that they used to have?
Yeah.
I remember, like, Oprah had her.
Well, let me finish this thought.
She had a very deep voice.
No, not the case. That the taller you are, the deeper your voice. There's absolutely no connection between your height and the depth of your voice.
Okay.
That's what experts say.
Okay.
I don't know. But I do remember that when I
love when you dismiss me by saying, I don't know.
I don't know. I can't argue or discuss it because I don't know. But I will say that I did know a woman when I was in South Carolina.
Well, I don't know if that's
and
true.
You would have thought she was a man. And everybody, you would have looked at her. You would have thought she was a man. But she had a child that came out of her body.
Well, I don't know if she had a child. I don't know. I don't know.
I know how hard that was for her. Because people do... say horribly cruel things.
Yeah.
I had another friend who was a very tall girl, didn't have a lot of body
fat
on
girl.
Her.
I know that girl.
She was my... I don't think it's... She's been gone so long.
She got so much crap, though.
People assumed she was a drag queen. She was just so thin, and she,
yeah.
you know, she was real... She loved makeup. She loved jewelry. She loved doing the big hair, and people just assumed this 6'2" person must be a man.
Yeah.
We would get out of cars together, and they would yell at her, go back to the gay part of town where you belong, and she would just... in tears. So I don't even like to entertain conversations like that because I
understand.
I witnessed how painful that is for a woman.
She's a girl until we're told otherwise.
Exactly.
We have no right
when
to
it, when
judge.
It comes to female athletes, how do you bring up the gender question without being disrespectful? I don't think it's horribly disrespectful.
If she's been a girl, her name's Brittany. She was born Brittany.
Yeah.
Her parents named her Brittany. She's been playing women's basketball since she was a young girl.
All right, don't be all sermony about it.
There are instances,
and we're not saying in this case where a parent has to make a decision.
Right.
Are we going to raise our child as a boy or a girl?
Right.
She's different. I'm not saying how she's different. She's different.
She was
born different. Most babies do not grow up to be 6'8".
Well, yeah, right.
Okay?
Especially if they're female.
So here's this child that's so much taller than all of her classmates, so much more athletic than her peers, and her voice is way deeper than the other girls in the school. So naturally, she's viewed as different, right?
Yeah.
She gravitates towards basketball, and what a blessing it is to be different and great at something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because... Anybody you ever see that's different, you know, throughout history, that's trying to be great at something, they'll say the reason is because they want to take the attention away from them being different, and they want to be respected and
known
for this thing that they're able to do. But unfortunately for Brittany, the thing that she does is something that's on TV all the time, and it turns the spotlight even brighter on her. So for Brittany, her greatness has only caused more questions. More internet rumor mongering, more jokes at her expense.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel bad for her.
Mm.
Here's a recent interview. If you haven't heard Brittany speak, here's what she sounds like.
Well, Brittany Griner, what does it mean for you to win a national championship for Baylor and get the 60 points for Baylor University towards the Capital One Cup?
It's just a great accomplishment. Like I said, I promised Coach and Baylor and everybody, all the fans, that we were going to get one, and we finally got it. And to bring home the 60 points for the Capital One Cup, it's just an honor. I'm glad we're able to do that, and it's just gonna just never accomplishment for Baylor Athletics.
I mean, that's
sound like Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
I
mean,
no deeper than Tiger.
I mean, there's you see her. She's 6'8",
yeah.
right? And then you hear her And people are going to react to that. They're just gonna. Now maybe they're ignorant and they're ignorant for doing that or whatever. But they are. And you know, it's just a fact of life. If you suck at sports as a guy, they're going to call you a girl. And if you suck at and if you're great at sports as a girl, they're going to call you a guy.
They either call you a guy or they call you gay.
I'm sure she had to put up with that. Her as a child, you know, parents of other teams, she's not, you know, she's beating my daughter's team. That's not a girl, you know. Yeah. She's probably had to live with this.
Well, so that's the fair part of this argument, that if she, you know, if she was not able to get into the Olympics for that reason, right, because she...
We're supposing she's saying it was because of her mother.
Right. So hypothetically, let's say that there was an athlete that did have the parts where they could go either direction and be a male or a female. Is that fair to the other players in the college women's basketball who've been beaten soundly by her for the last 4 years? Mm-hmm. Don't they deserve to know that that's not the case? I don't know if they have the right to that for that or not. I don't know. This is so dicey.
It is.
But you could tell about the way she plays that she's female, because guys tend to be...
See, that's just as bad as
saying
she's a man.
Because when she shoots, she kicks her leg
out. No, it's not that. Guys tend to be explosive when you watch them. If you watch LeBron James, who's around her same height, or Carmelo Anthony, or you watch Kobe Bryant, they're extremely explosive. They're stronger. It's just we have more testosterone as men. She tends to be a little bit... lighter on when it comes to that.
But could I also say that compared to other women, she's way more explosive.
Oh, absolutely.
So she's in the middle.
Yeah.
She's not explosive enough to be a guy. She's too explosive to be a girl.
Well, you can't compare her to NBA athletes right now either. She's in college.
Yeah.
Because
it's not like her vertical leap is crazy 44 inches. Yeah. She can jump just because
she's got
9 foot reach.
Yeah.
She can jump two inches and she touches.
11 foot wingspan.
Right.
Wow. Here she is again.
What does it feel like to dunk in a game?
Words can't really explain it. It's an energizer. It gets me going. It gets my team going. After I get one, I'm ready to get another one.
That's Brittany Griner, the Baylor basketball
center. I'd love to have her. I'd love to see her play in NBA.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'd be really, really cool.
Yeah, I'd like to see what she could do.
Yeah.
You remember when the 49er player, they asked him at the combine if he would want to have a gay guy in his locker room? And he's like, no, sir, no gay guys in the locker room. How do you feel about having a girl in there? Especially a girl that can dominate. A girl, you know?
Yeah.
I would love to see it. Mm-hmm. I really would. We knew this moment was coming where somebody would challenge this, you know?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. In some sport, somebody would challenge it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that football player did.
Do you believe that 15 or 20 years from now, there'll be a sprinkling of women at least in pretty much every professional male sport?
I definitely could see it in basketball and soccer.
Yeah.
Just because it's a little more evenly matched.
Yeah.
Next year, you're going to say we're going to have a female president.
Yeah. But we keep men from playing women's sports, right? Men are not allowed to play women's sports because they are viewed as physically superlative or physically superior.
Yeah.
So if people think she is a man and there's been nothing to prove that she isn't, is the onus on her to prove it, or is it on them to prove otherwise?
Even when a guy is drafted or selected, they have to go through a physical.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's
she'll have a physical. Yeah. She's had physicals.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so,
to play NCAA basketball, you need to take a physical every single year.
Okay.
Sure. So
right?
Boom,
so somebody would have seen something
done.
Or...
Done.
Did she not have to take a physical to play women's basketball in college?
You have to.
Well, that's what JC just said.
But
the thinking is that physical will be given to her by the college she plays for, and they're certainly not going to screw their entire program.
Yeah, they wouldn't risk that.
Yeah, by saying, hey, what are you working with?
Yeah.
You know?
Unless they really want to win.
I don't know how a female physical tends to go, but I'm sure somebody would have seen something if someone was wrong.
I'm trying to see if in
if they made her cough.
Well, right.
Yeah. A urine test might show male or female.
I don't know.
Especially if she stands up when she gives it.
I don't think your urine has male or female aspects to it.
Well, I'm just Googling. I don't know. I'm not the doctor.
I mean, can I just line up 4 different bowls of pee and tell which ones are men and which ones are women?
That's a gross thing to even picture.
Breakfast rule, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a bowl of pee.
Yeah. So look at Mark Cuban and what he's done here. Look at what he's done. He's elevated this story to huge. I mean, how big would that be if an NBA team drafted a woman?
It'd be great.
I mean, especially one like her. This is not a joke like that stupid kicker that went out there and kicked it like 5 feet.
The girl that used injury. To she used to play soccer in high school and wanted to be a kicker in the NFL.
Might even get the Mavs in the playoffs.
Wow. Okay. So we'll take your comments on this as well on Facebook. It's kidfacebook.com, K-I-D-D, facebook.com. Jenna, you must have particular interest in this story. Based on your blog from yesterday, you said, like, you're half guy, half girl in the way you act.
No, I don't. I mean, I have girl parts.
Yeah. I didn't say you didn't have girl parts.
You
I'm
said
saying
I'm
that
half guy, half girl.
In the way you act, I said. In the way
sometimes,
you act.
Sometimes. You not to this extent.
You wrote about this. Why would you be defensive of me telling
well,
you what you wrote?
Well, because that's the girl part, being defensive.
Okay. So she's got that. So you know she's a girl.
I wasn't being defensive. I was trying to clarify.
Yeah. But you said in your blog that that, you know, up until the age of like 20, you were all dude all the time.
Yeah,
like,
well, I was a super tomboy and played soccer, you know. But, no, I think it's great. I think if a girl wants to play with the boys, then I used to practice soccer with guys a lot. And I'm just like, hey, if you're going to do it, you know, you can't be wimpy about it. You just have to deal. I mean, you're the one at the with the disadvantage.
I had a girl, on my football team in eighth grade.
A girl on your team?
Yeah, we had a girl on our team.
If they have a really great girl playing guy sports, they should have a really sucky guy athletically playing girl sports.
Why?
That could be you, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're saying if a guy's not good enough to play with the boys, he should play with the girls.
Why not? He wouldn't be made fun of at all in school if he played on the girls' team, Al.
The thinking has always been, Kelly, that you could take a guy who's just not quite good enough for the NBA and put him in the WNBA, and he would dominate because he's physically stronger and all those.
Maybe
know,
a gay guy.
Faster and whatever. What?
Oh, my goodness.
We're just saying.
You know, is there a way to dump that, honestly?
No, you can't. It's too late.
It's too late.
Because there's no
there's a way to dump Al.
Gay athletes out there right now.
There's a way to dump Al. We can dump Al, but that's that longer process. It probably involves a lawsuit of some
kind. You need to apologize for saying that, really.
I'm sorry.
No, we need a press conference next.
You don't think there's any gay guys in the NFL right now?
Sure there are.
Oh, there are.
And by the way, I've just been reminded that my ninth grade football team had a girl on it, too.
You?
Yeah, it was me.
No, sorry, kid.
I played like a girl anymore. Kids can't say that anymore, can you?
No.
Nope.
I played like a girl. I played like Brittany Griner. What do you think of that?
Then you're good.
Thank you.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
So we tried to double someone's pay today, but no one called back. We called out three names.
Is it wrong that I'm angry that I did not give away my money today? I'm angry about it.
You know what? I'm not mad. I'm just a little disappointed.
I'm disappointed, too. I mean, the only thing we have to do is we do all the hard work. We had to put up a website. And we had to hire a graphics person to make a cool graphic.
I know.
And all you had to do was sign up and then listen. And the three of them signed up, but they weren't listening.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Exactly.
And they don't even have friends. They don't even have friends that called them.
Your mother and I have never been more disappointed than we are right now.
We're going to turn this show right around and head back home.
Your mother is in her bathrobe in the front yard, and she's crying right now. Are you happy with yourself, three people whose names I announced? I hope you're happy. You know what? I can't have anything nice in this house without you kids ruining it.
Go in there and wash your hands.
How many times did I hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, every day.
And then something would crash.
Your fault automatically.
Parents come in. Who broke that? They'd all point at me because I'm the little one.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't defend myself.
Yeah, I'm the baby too.
Well, I was an only child for 12 years, so then I got it all the time.
Yeah, it was always your fault, no matter what happened.
Yeah.
Even if the wind did it.
Right.
A window doesn't have to be open for the wind to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do, I just go out and start mowing the yard. If I knew I was in trouble,
shout out.
I just mow the yard without being asked. Somehow that would make it better.
I would whip myself. I would lay down and whip myself with a belt and hope that would take care
of
it.
Go out and get your own switch.
Yeah. I just said, hey, I'm being self-reliant.
Yep.
No, time management. You guys are busy. Let me do this.
I got it.
All right. So those three people did not call in, which means we did not double anyone's pay today.
That also means they have no friends that care about them.
I'm going to post those names on Facebook today. People were like, what names did you call? You know, during the contest, what names did you call? Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
We'll wait till the time expires.
You're supposed to listen.
That's the whole point.
All right? Facebook ain't giving away the money. I am. Come on. Why would I say, you know, the point here is not for you to look up on Facebook and see if you won money. That doesn't help our show at all.
No. Help us help you.
Come on.
Fussing at them helps.
Well, I'm really disappointed in those three.
Why don't you just ban them from Facebook, kid?
No, I don't even know if they're on, if they like my page or not. I don't even know. But I'm going to post those three names so that
you can rub their nose in it good.
Well, it's just
they should be embarrassed. They embarrassed us.
Not only did they miss out on money, they kept other people from winning money. And I don't like that one bit.
One bit.
Yeah. You know, if you're going to stand in line for hours to get the new iPhone and I'm behind you, don't go up there and buy an iPad.
Why not?
Guess you told
because it's
was.
A line
this was the
for
iPhone,
iPhone
line.
Because we all waited weeks to get the iPhone, and you walk in there and you buy a USB cord.
Yeah.
What'd you wait so long for? I've always thought that would be really fun to get in one of these long lines
for 3 days.
Yeah, it could be for anything. Like, let's say the new Iron Man movie's coming out.
Okay,
you pitch a tent, right? The reporters are all going to be there. The show in the movie at 12:01 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You're the first in line. You walk up and go. Two tickets to Oz, please.
No, what do
you
got to
get like the worst
movie?
Anything
good showing?
Yeah,
can I watch Tyler Perry's Temptation,
yeah.
please?
Yeah, two tickets to Tyler Perry Temptations of a Marriage Counselor. That's what I would. Hell, you haven't seen it yet?
Haven't seen it yet, man. I'm being a bad black.
You're going to lose your brother card.
Being a bad
black. What's your excuse?
Again.
No excuse. Just
it was Easter weekend.
Yeah. Went to church and spent my time with mom and them. So that's my excuse.
A group calling themselves Proud African Americans for Art has started a petition asking black people to ban Tyler Perry movies.
Why?
Because it says, until he makes a good one, we look like idiots going to see his movies.
Oh, you can't. Oh, no. Come
that's
on.
What he says.
This one actually looks pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I'm willing to watch
worst,
this one.
It's the worst reviewed Tyler Perry movie ever.
I do think
it got less than 5% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really? I didn't know that.
5%.
I do think it's interesting that he has to put Tyler Perry's Temptation. You know, why
does he have to? He wants you to know.
Well, that's because he's not trying to attract a universal audience when he does something like that.
What if they called it New Black Movie Temptation?
Well, dude, we have so few movies come out. Yeah. We want to know when it's a black movie.
But he should want to produce movies that attract all audiences, I would think.
And there are talented black directors who can do that. He's not one of them.
Right.
Oh, he's good. I'm not going to throw him under the bus.
He's terrible.
I like
well,
my
he's rich.
My D&M.
He's very
he's making money doing it.
He is rich.
So.
Okay, you want to argue Tyler Perry some more?
No, let's do Love Letters to Kelly.
I think that's a better idea.
All right.
Here we go.
Love Letters.
Everybody sing it.
Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is from Casey. And I know there's women that can relate to this story. I went to a birthday party with my boyfriend over the weekend. For the first time, I met all of his friends and coworkers. I looked good and felt confident when we got there, all dressed up, looking my best. But I left feeling like the ugly redheaded stepchild.
Mm.
Why has it got to be a redheaded stepchild?
Oh, boy. That's just
It's a saying. Pick something else.
Okay. I read that wrong. Hold on.
I left feeling
like the ugly deadheaded stepchild. How's that? Deadheaded. He works with the hottest women I've ever seen in one office.
Where's he work at?
And the guys aren't shy about showing the girls that they're hot. I'm not even exaggerating when I say that each and every one of them stopped and stared when this brown-haired, green-eyed girl walked in, including my boyfriend of 8 weeks. He looked, too. I like to think I'm pretty secure of myself. I'm the hottest girl at my office. And sometimes I'm the hottest girl in the room, but I don't hold a candle to any of these girls, and he spends like 10 hours a day with them every day.
Wow.
Is he going to cheat on me, Kelly? Have I set myself up for a failed relationship because I can't trust him because all the girls at the office are better looking than I am? Casey.
He chose you. He could have, you know, I mean, that's
he
what he's obviously
now,
attracted
but he could still trade
to.
It in.
For now.
Yeah, you're his soulmate
now. You got to keep that confident facade up because that's attractive. I've found that to be the case. Mm-hmm. I don't always practice it.
Yeah.
But men really do like confident women. Not cocky, but confident.
If confident means not insecure and jealous,
yes,
we do like that.
That you can walk into that room and know, that's my man. And that and try to flip it that they're all jealous that you're with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, even suck up to him a little bit with that. You know, maybe compliment him like, I could see how all those women were just wishing they were with you, but you're mine, you know, and brag on him a little bit.
It scares me a little bit.
And then you could say to this.
What?
If you're going to cheat on me.
No, brag on him. Not be possessive.
But you're mine.
But I like the woman who's confident enough to say, you know, if you're going to cheat on me, you're an idiot. You're an idiot because I'm great.
Because I'm working it.
Yeah.
I'm the hottest woman in my office.
If you're going to cheat on me, fine. I'm not going to check your phone,
you
check your email. And all
you know
that.
I went through this with Fred.
And
with
just
my
because
ex.
You did.
That I'm not going to mention the name.
Because of all the girls.
Well, because of his industry.
Yeah, but
all
he
those
hired
guys,
he hired all those hot girls.
No, no. His friends that were in the same business, they all, you know, these blonde hair, blue eyed, you know, perfect. Yeah. And here I come in the room.
Kelly,
you know.
You're interesting.
It was difficult.
You're beautiful.
It was really
and
difficult.
Yeah,
especially
got
when
something
we.
On top
especially because he believed in sharing everything. It was really cool. And when we first started dating, his friend came to him and said, "Why are you dating her?" You could do better than her. And he told me that. Because then, you know, you talk about shaking your self-esteem. Because I wasn't the image that all of his other friends had. It was tough.
In what context did he tell you that? Like, I'm not friends with him anymore?
No, or? They're best friends. He was actually the best man in our wedding.
That's probably
it. Oh, damn.
So the man who said, why are you dating her, was his best man.
Well...
I'm speechless.
I apparently won him over.
I'm speechless.
Well, then he realized it was about my personality, obviously not about my looks.
Right. Okay.
Does that make it better?
So you won him over.
I did.
All right. You want to get your pay double tomorrow, you got to get on KidNation.com and sign up. I'm letting you know right now, we didn't have a winner today. So go sign up on KidNation.com. We hope to call your name tomorrow. You ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
Here we go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Jenny writes, dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a first date with a guy over the weekend. We ended up at the movies. He chose G.I. Joe.
Oh, first date?
Great movie.
You never go on a movie on a first to a movie
not
on a G.I. first
Joe.
Date.
You can't go to a movie on a
think.
First date.
That's
you don't
a
get
deal
to
breaker.
Talk.
Yeah.
Is this a teenager?
So I made a move on him, and we were going to make out. This is
teenagers.
When this is when things went wrong.
Uh-oh.
He completely missed my mouth, and somehow he was tonguing my nose.
We've all accidentally done
I guess he was trying
it's
to
dark.
Kiss me with his eyes closed, and he just missed completely. And I had tongue up my nose.
No, he was trying to watch the movie while taking care of your pesky tongue.
I tried to back off and pretend to be interested in the movie again, which was really hard because it was G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And I seriously tried to forget about it. But if there's that little chemistry on the first date, what's this going to be like in a year? I mean, if we ever had intimacy, there's a lot more that could go wrong than just Frenching my nose.
Just because okay. bad aim
one? Is this one of those things we'll look back on in a few months and laugh, or should I just never see him again?
I would be more concerned with the fact that he took you to G.I. Joe on your first date than that he accidentally... That's something you laugh about.
That
something
happens
silly
all the time.
And embarrassing like that.
Yeah, middle of the night.
But the first kiss, you want to put a little more time into
in
that.
In the middle of G.I. Joe?
Yeah,
and the fact that she even moved in at that point.
She was bored.
She made a move.
She was bored with the move. She would have kissed the guy on either side of her at that point. She was just bored.
Your relationship is doomed.
Okay.
That's what I have to
say. Love letters.
Maybe you just like no
love letters to Kelly.
I mean, I like ears.
Man, I am so tempted to read my fiance is trying to make me feel crazy or, God, there's so many good ones. All right, here we go. Dear Kelly, you're a love expert.
Mm-hmm.
Confused girl writes, do guys not realize putting a ring on it isn't the final step? Mm-hmm. I'm going on 12 years on my engagement. I wonder if he thinks that 12 is enough. He doesn't seem to want to finish the job, so to speak. And to be honest, I'm kind of a catch.
Well, obviously.
I mean, some confident girls right in today.
I'm not really the big wedding kind of girl, but what are my options? Put up or shut up? Kelly, 12 years engaged.
Well, you've obviously not made it an issue because he's gotten away with it for 12 years.
Right, you've been alone.
Yeah, you've been in the shopping cart. He just never checked out.
That's all her. That's all her.
But I don't understand why girls have issues. What's wrong? If everything's worked for 12 years, why?
That's
There's
another good question.
There's just something about you still want the big party and be the princess for the day. There's just something about it. Girls can say...
Well, you want to know that someone values you to that degree. That
well, obviously, if he hasn't cheated and he's treated her like a wife for 12 years, there's something to be said for that. But
happy.
A girl can say, I don't care about a wedding. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I don't care about a ring until you get the ring. And it's like... I get to have a wedding. There's just something that takes over.
Here's the litmus test. How many Facebook pages of dudes can you go to and their profile picture is their wedding picture?
Well,
in a tuxedo, cropping out the family, just them or them and their bride.
You're talking to straight guys.
Now, how many girls, their profile picture is them and their what's the word I'm looking for?
The groom?
Well, no, the groom, but
fiance.
Yeah, but it's
no.
Engagement photo?
Right, but it's the verifying, it's the verification.
Confirmation.
It doesn't even have to
it's
include the groom.
It's the confirmation that I'm lovable.
The profile picture doesn't even have to include the groom, as long as it's me and my dress.
And the wedding dress.
See my dress.
Yeah.
They'll even crop out the dude.
Yeah, right.
Exactly right.
Like half of them will be in there, and it's fine.
Well, because that's when a lot of girls feel like they look their prettiest in their entire life is on that day.
Yeah,
so
but
of
if
course
we,
they're going to keep that
if
as
we
a
think we're
photo.
Just a prop, though, if we
but
think that we're just a prop.
Trying to get over it because you are.
Isn't that
I mean,
exactly what guys are at the wedding?
Get over it.
Well, then maybe that's why guys wait so long.
If y'all could do it without us, you would.
Yeah. I get it. I'm fine with the no wedding thing. That makes sense to me, but.
How many guys give the ring just to shut them up?
Yeah.
Because they've been nagging. And then it's like, whew. And he's not going to make a move to start planning the wedding. That's that's kind of your job, right?
If somebody came to me and said, hey, kid, I know you're getting married, so tell you what. We're going to throw the biggest wedding of all time for you. We're going to pay for everything. Whatever she wants, she can have, but you can't be there. We're going to put a stand-in in there.
Fine.
Sign me up.
That'd be a tough one to turn down.
Was that marriage by proxy?
I'll be at the game.
Can I come afterwards and drink?
If it's all about the wedding for you at this point, then just say, hey, look, we're having a big party on July the 8th, and I expect you to be there. Yeah. I picked your wedding anniversary, JC.
Yeah. And that's... Hey.
Look at me knowing
what happens on July 8th. Is that the wedding?
I'm just letting you know. We're getting married. Well, obviously, I mean, she's going to have to take the bull by the horns if it's that important to her.
Do you add to that, hey, mark down July 8th, because that's the day we're either getting married or I'm moving out.
Well, why would you do that after 12 years and you seem happy?
She's accepted it for 12 years. Why would she suddenly decide to move out?
We don't know if it's sudden or not. You know? She wrote this letter. You don't know if it's sudden.
It's been 12 years.
It's 12 years. It's her fault that she's let it go on this long.
Okay.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Thank you. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. Yeah. My fiance has no respect for me. In fact, I think he's trying to make me crazy. I'm the kind of girl to get all of my faults and flaws out there when I first meet someone. That way, if they can accept and learn to love the negative parts of my personality, then they're going to love the good side of me even better. But that plan's backfiring. I guess my fiance thought he was going to change me and calm me down, but I am who I am.
Wow. This is a girl writing the letter?
So it really ticks me off when he purposely does stuff to drive me insane, like leave clumps of toothpaste in the sink. And he puts the laundry away and refuses to color code the sections of the closet. He shaves and leaves the stubble in the sink. He comes in after a workout and sits on my furniture, even though he's drenched in sweat, and that's repulsive.
Wait.
And then I have to go wipe down my couch or chair because he's rude and has no respect for me and my furniture that I worked really hard to buy.
Wait, I thought this started off with she showed her negative stuff, and now she's just fronting him for all his negative stuff.
Honestly, Kelly, I think he plans his day in an effort to drive me up the wall. Should I just dump his disrespectful butt before I end up in an insane asylum, Morgan?
I don't think you two are a match, Morgan.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a good time to get out. Yeah.
So sorry, Morgan.
But then they're already engaged, right?
What's disrespectful? I'm confused.
Well,
what's it's disrespectful?
He's not cleaning up after himself and expecting her to do it. And
that's what we do.
Women look at it as a respect.
Shaves in the sink?
You know, it took me a long time to learn this. I'm not 20. It took me a long time to learn that it is disrespectful if a woman tells you that she really doesn't like something and you keep doing it.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
But we don't mean to.
Even if you were doing it before you ever met her, it doesn't matter. If that toothpaste in the sink drives her up the wall...
And you're shaving. Then, just rinse out the sink.
Then the ultimate form of respect for her is to rinse that out.
Right.
Then put the toilet seat down.
You have to pick our battles, guys. You have to pick our battles.
And pull the hair out of the shower drain.
But here's the thing.
You know it's hers. Pull it out of there.
The man looks at it as... She's trying to control me.
She's trying to change me.
She's a nag, and she's my mother. And that's the way they look at it.
Yeah.
And the woman doesn't, I don't think, look at it. It is a respect issue. And if you don't have respect, I don't see how you can have a marriage that's successful.
It has to be both ways, though. There has to be things that drive him crazy that she agrees not to do to show respect for him.
Well,
but unfortunately, men never have a list of things that drive them crazy.
Mm-mm.
We're fine.
We pretty much want beer and sex.
There's one thing we want.
Yeah.
You give us that. All right.
Boom. I don't know that's necessarily true. But
for the kids listening, of course, I'm talking about a bicycle. That's what we want.
Yeah. Video games.
She put all of her negative stuff out there on the table. Was she willing to change any of that to make it better for him?
She didn't. You can always ask me questions I wrote it.
She started with that.
Yeah.
And then she just proceeds to tell about his negative stuff and never mentions hers again.
It would drive you crazy if you've said, I don't like this, 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 and this, and the guy does all those things and continues to do them. That would drive you crazy.
It would.
But it probably means they shouldn't be together. Like
and why did you get... Why did
things are so minor.
Yeah.
But it's big... It's...
The respect thing's a big thing.
It's her little thing.
It's her thing.
Look, she's obviously an OCD clean freak who
that is not OCD to not want to look at wadded up,
spit out. Well, no, the first part about color coding the closet.
That color coded thing.
He refuses to color code the sections of the closet.
That's a problem.
You got to give him a pass on that.
That's all I need to hear, right?
You got to give him a pass on that.
So just remember that you're an OCD freak, and that so not everybody is going to act the way you do, and most people won't.
Okay, color coding is going extreme, but if he can't rinse out the sink.
I told you, I agree with that. I agree. If it drives her crazy, I'm going to try not to do it. Because that's the right thing to do. You're living with somebody. You're with someone.
You'd make a good husband, Kid Craddock.
Oh, you're so sweet. Not Morgan, though. I don't want Morgan. All right. If you've got a love letter to Kelly, all you have to do is send that in to us at KidNation.com.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah,
y'all. You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
We have all heard about the 5-second rule. It's very simple. If you drop something on the floor, no matter how filthy that floor is, You can pick it up within 5 seconds, and it's 100% safety.
As long as it's not wet.
This has been a principle of mine since I was 5 years old.
No matter how dirty the floor is?
Even spaghetti that I've been known to twirl while it's on the floor.
No, you have not.
I was five. Come on.
It depends on the food item, whether or not it's wet or dry.
Yep.
Dry doesn't pick up as much junk, I would think. Okay. And it also depends on the floor.
All right.
I mean, I wouldn't pick it up at a public restroom and eat it, but I'd maybe pick it up off my own kitchen floor.
A study was done by the BBC where they actually dropped food on the floor for 5 seconds, picked it up, and see if it was still okay to eat. So I thought we would talk about this. I'll tell you what they tested, and you tell me if it's cool. All right.
Okay.
Just take a little slice of apple.
Yeah.
Drop that on the floor.
It's got some moisture to it, so it'll pick up stuff.
That happens to me almost every day, and I eat it.
Yeah, you still
you
eat
pick it.
It
up and eat it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, if it lands on the skin part, the one side that's skin,
right?
Then I'll pick it up and brush it off my finger and eat it. If it lands on the wet white side, I'm out.
Yeah.
See, the wet side, I give it 5 seconds. If it lands on the peel side, I'd give it up to 15.
Give it like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can rub a lot of those germs off on your pants,
right.
I think.
Okay, what about a piece of toast with butter on it and it lands face down?
No.
Butter side down?
Absolutely not.
I always throw that away.
No way.
Have you noticed... I found out once, every time I drop something that's got butter on it like that, it'll land face down.
It does.
So you know what I did?
What?
I started buttering on the other side.
Oh,
it works every
really?
Time.
Really?
Oh, wow. I didn't think of that.
Try it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, thanks for the tip on that, Bob.
Right?
And if it does land on the butter side, just in case it does, it's like the guy rule. Out of sight, out of mind. You just fold that thing up.
No.
You don't see what's going on. You just don't eat it.
No.
Nothing wrong with it.
All right. For those who have not eaten out of dumpsters, what do you guys think?
No, absolutely not, man.
JC, will he, just putting him in this survey.
I haven't eaten out of a dumpster just because I dabble in hotel leftovers.
So you're out on this.
The Pope kisses the ground.
Okay.
Now, if the Pope is good enough to kiss the ground and live to be 80-something, I can eat off the ground myself.
But he's not eating. I mean,
he ain't kissing the ground in the kitchen at Wendy's.
No, he's not.
The last item is a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
Now, the pizza drops. Yay, face up. 5 seconds, pick it up and eat it?
Yeah.
In the privacy of my own home, on that floor, yes.
Blow it off first, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The thing is, since I'm lactose intolerant, I'm going to get sick anyways, so might as well.
Yeah. What if it's gluten-free?
And cheese-free.
I'm not allergic to gluten. I'm allergic to cheese.
Okay. If you pick it up and it leaves remnants of what it was on the floor, like sauce and cheese and on the floor, that's too much contact with the floor. I'm out.
No way. That means that it protected it. If it leaves something on the ground and protected it from getting stuff on
it. You'll find an excuse to eat anything.
You're
it doesn't even have to be dead. You'll find an excuse to eat anything off the floor. You probably picked up cats off the floor and ate. I wouldn't be shocked. Bugs.
Oh.
I would not eat bugs.
Dude, this is the guy that walks down the hall in hotels, and if somebody has put their room service tray out, he will stop, take a gander, pick something off the thing. Sometimes he'll just get down on his knees and just enjoy his own room service meal.
Just camp out.
How you gonna let a fine steak go to waste if it's just chilling right there, half eating?
You're not poor anymore. Dude, I mean, can I just beat that into you and you? You're
what?
Not. The two of you
don't lump me into eating room service trays left in the hallway.
That's where you're going next, bag lady.
If it weren't,
you are not poor anymore.
If it weren't for the room service, I would have never tried lamb chops, and now I love lamb chops, and I get them all the time. And thank you to that old lady who bought it and only ate one of them, left me one.
Oh, God. Golly. You're making me sick to my stomach.
I don't know who you are, lady, but thank you. I'll saw you the next
morning. You should put out the room service outside the door cookbook.
I'll tell you. The only thing I won't eat that's left outside of a hotel room is soup because it's cold, unless I have a microwave.
Or... So you eat anything that leaves outside the door?
Yeah.
You made me physically sick to my stomach right
now. You're so gross.
No, you guys act like you would. Try it. Just try it one time.
No, I don't need to.
I tell you, my mom used to work at the Marriott in San Diego.
Oh, boy.
That's
in the restaurant. And I used to go up there.
She just put the dumpster up to the car.
And I used to go around the hallways because I was supposed to be at the pool, but I'd go around the rooms and get some food.
You were hungry.
Yeah.
But I hope you waited an hour before you swam.
No, 30 minutes.
All right, Kelly, we are ready for the findings. I said... Maybe on the apple, no on the pizza, definitely no on the bread with the butter on it. Most everybody in the room said no on everything.
Yeah.
Well, here's the conclusion on this study.
Okay.
The five-second rule does not exist.
See?
All the food came back with gross bacteria growing on it.
Really?
So the five-second rule is actually the no-second rule. If it hits the floor, just throw it out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know what? Don't use a microscope at home.
Exactly. Who has a freaking microscope at home? Not me.
No, you probably ate it.
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So have you seen the video of this bag thief in Australia? He was in a store and tried to rob this lady of her bag. She's 50 years old. Grabs it, takes off running, and he got to the sliding glass door and thought it was open.
Say no more.
Knocked him out cold.
Did he not see the plant there? Did he think, like, oh, it's wide open, but there's a plant in the middle of the doorway?
What you don't see until the end is he went running all the way from the other end of the hall. It's a good 25, 30 yards.
He had full steam of
full speed going, like he's running a 40.
Oh, yeah.
And hits that. If that had been plate glass, they would have to be scooping parts of him up off the sidewalk.
For real.
Luckily, it was laminated glass, so you see how it broke in big pieces?
Yeah.
Yeah, lucky the purse thief is okay, because actually, I was really worried about him.
Actually, he's totally fine. He got up after that.
His buddy, they were trying to, like, help him out, and his buddy, his accomplice that was driving the getaway car, came up and was like, no, don't touch him. I got him. Nobody freaking arrested him.
Well, they didn't realize.
They didn't know.
Yeah. These Good Samaritans help him up, and he's like, whoa, that sucked. And then here comes the accomplice who says, I got a gun, back away. And he basically just shovels the guy into the getaway car, and they take off.
They took off in a stolen green Lexus.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
So these Good Samaritans thought it was just a really great window washer that made such a clear glass the guy went through it. It was actually a thief.
With a very nice purse.
And he got away, and they're still looking for the guy.
I mean, have merces become that run-of-the-mill? You don't even question why a guy is running through a door with a purse?
I guess not.
I'd make fun of him more if I hadn't busted through two screen doors on separate occasions.
Not once, but twice?
The screen one's the worst, though, because you just rebound off of that.
Right.
You know, it's like being in wrestling where they throw you against the rope. And
you bounce back.
Yeah, it never ends.
And you got that mesh print on your face.
Yeah, I hate that.
That won't go away for hours.
Well, maybe at the mall, they need to have those cute little butterflies on those glass doors so we know that there's glass right there.
Yes.
Yeah, we do need to protect the purse thieves.
Yeah, we do, Al.
If you're running with someone else's purse, please watch out for the glass. Well, down the street from us, there's a place called the Las Colinas Communications Complex, and they shoot a lot of TV shows and movies there. And one time for the show, they had me come out and try some of the stunts.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite one was when I got to jump off this box and take about four steps towards a big plate glass window. And so I did that, and I walked up to it, and I felt it. I'm like, yep, definitely plate glass. I get back on the box, and I start to jump, and a guy pushes me as hard as he can.
Oh, no.
Because he knows that's what has to happen.
Uh-huh.
And I go barreling through the glass, smashes all over me. It's on my face. I'm just reaching around feeling for blood, and nothing.
You're fine?
Absolutely fine.
Mm.
It's that sugar glass, right? That stunt glass?
No, it turns out I dreamed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I say, what?
What?
No, I made that up. No, it actually happened, yeah.
Okay.
No, it was that sugar glass, yeah.
Can you eat it?
You could.
Right off the floor.
Put a little hot sauce on it.
Like rock candy?
I'm so tired. Whatever I talk about with JC, you know?
He just wants to eat it.
It's like, man, I ran over a guy's foot today. Can you eat it?
Wow. You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.